Good evening, my dear friends. How are you doing this wonderful evening? I hope that your day was a successful one. Today's podcast will deal with the theme of self-confidence. Self-confidence is very akin to self-esteem. Without it, we cannot be successful. If you believe you can, you can. Or if you believe you cannot, you cannot. Either way, you are correct. Skepticism is what takes us away from where we want to go to a place where we don't want to be. It is the enemy of progress. Fear plays an important part in the development of skepticism and or lack of self-confidence. To develop self-confidence, we have to eliminate fear. There are basically six kinds of fear that are prevalent to human beings. The fear of poverty, the fear of aging, the fear of ill health, the fear of criticism, the fear of the loss of love, and the fear of death. These fears hold us back. They try to figure out which ones are holding you back, and then you will be able to work on each one of these fears that may manifest in your daily life. Then it'll be easier for you to take action to eliminate them. If we do not, the lack of action atrophies our resolve, our will, our decision-making capabilities. This will lead us to lose our ambition and our self-confidence. To prevent this, we must initiate a struggle. And though I know this would seem to be a nasty word, for the lack of a better way to describe it, it really isn't. Struggling leads us to become stronger. How blessed is the person that has to struggle to obtain things? Just this morning, my wife was telling me that one of our daughters, was complaining that her life is a struggle. She hasn't realized that she has grown precisely because in the last couple of years, she's handled school and taken a part-time job, which is converted into a better job at a different place. How harmful is it to give one's children things in a silver spoon? There's nothing worse that can be done to a child than to give the child, whether a girl or a boy, everything. Half the people have to learn to be self-reliant. We have to be willing to learn to think that anything is possible based on our efforts. We have to be willing to take risks. Nothing can bring success to ourselves but ourselves. Nothing can bring success to you but yourself. And it all starts with self-confidence. The lack of this quality will make you not attract others. You will repel them. Self-confidence is necessary for any person to be able to advance in life. A belief in oneself and in what one is capable of doing is crucial to attaining what you want in life. Self-confidence can be destroyed by what others say, by our parents, by a teacher, by a friend. Even without the intention to destroy it, they destroy it. Just out of a negative comment. That's all it takes. However, if it is something that we want to do to build self-confidence, we have to build a shield around our mind and protect it. We have to use affirmations or create incantations, which I prefer, that will strengthen our self-confidence within us. Repetition goes directly to auto-suggesting your subconscious mind. So if you keep at it, eventually you will grow. It will grow very strong inside of you. Never pay attention to others or what they say. The naysayers, the negative people who gloat in your failed efforts, because believe it or not, my friends, a lot of people out there would be glad that you fail. Through the consistent and practical application of positive habits, such as reading good books and hanging around with winners, we can begin to develop self-confidence. Pay attention to your voice, to that inner voice. Listen to what it is telling you. Self-confidence is born within you, and nobody can make it grow by yourself. My friends, this is all for today. I hope it's been helpful. Have a wonderful evening, and God bless. Thank you.